So I'm here now chatting with Ben Anderson, Creative and Executive Director of the Lincoln Arts Centre. Now, Ben, for people that may not know, the LPAC has been rebranded. It's now called the Lincoln Arts Centre. Tell us a little bit about that and the process.
Sure, absolutely. So Lincoln Arts Centre, it's about, we've evolved the brand, I guess, rather than changed it. We have, it has changed, evidently, but I like to think of it as being an evolved brand. Over time, the organisation has done significantly more than just the performing arts, and it's about refining and bringing clarity to what we actually do. I describe it as we are interested in contemporary practice in the live and performing arts and the visual arts. The visual arts playing an ever-increasing role in that mix of different art forms, and I think that the new name reflects that, so it demonstrates the breadth of the stuff that we do. So I think I'd like to see it as an evolution of the things that have been happening, and how we grow that into a fully fledged art centre. And many other university art centres use, it's whether it's Warwick Art Centre or Attenborough Art Centre or Lakeside Art Centre, it's that following. So I just felt like we needed to align with that, and be more reflective of the breadth of the programme that we do, because we do have a significant programme, whether that be working with our students directly in the School of Creative Arts, or whether that be working with students in the College of Science, or whether that be working with geographers. So it's more about seeing the institution as an organisation for the entire university and beyond. And I think that the new name is just one way of doing that, and it's a very first step in that process.
So do you think then that perhaps it being called a performing arts centre meant that many people were left out? Because you are, you do work with fashion, you do, as you say, all the different elements that you said. Did you think that people perhaps in the past felt that the performing bit meant that they were excluded from that arts community?
Yeah, I think, look, you're not going to please everybody, was what I've learned in my short time on this earth. But I think that we really wanted to make it an inclusive place. And that's it's a journey that we're on. But I think that it's fair to say that the majority of people probably thought of us as a theatre. And I think that whilst that is what we do, and it's not unhelpful to think of us in that way, but I think that it kind of places us against other theatres in the region that we're not comparable to, and we aren't going to be comparable to ever. And I think that it just aligns us closer to what we are comparable with, which is other university campus-based institutions, art centres, that connect across discipline, that we can connect different areas of academic expertise with the public, with industry. And I think that's where we see ourselves is the glue between those two, three areas, as a sector-focused organisation, and everything is coming through the lens of talent development, whether that be whether you're experiencing visual arts or whether you're experiencing performing arts. And also, whether that within that performing arts, is that dance, is that music, is that theatre, is that musical theatre, or is that technical theatre or digital arts that we're increasingly interested in. We're particularly interested in how we digitise the live experience at every opportunity. So making sure that post-pandemic, the majority of, or as many as we can, with our live experiences are also replicated online as well, through whether that be a live stream or whether that be some other digital experience that's connected to the work. I just think the new name reflects that in a much broader sense.
And I spoke to the Lincoln Company yesterday about the Arts Pod, which you've done. Been part of about, and you spoke quite in depth about the new evolved Lincoln Arts Centre. So people, if they want to find out more, can head to the Arts Pod that the Lincoln Company did. But more specifically today, you're here to tell us about the event Silence into Song, which is taking place next month. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Silence, I mean, ArtsPod, by the way, is fantastic, and it's another example of where we've got a company of early career and emerging artists, whether they be graduates or students, connecting and developing and growing in professional contexts. So they've developed this amazing arts podcast, which I had the pleasure of being part of, which is amazing. But yeah, Silence Into Song is really an excellent example of the type of stuff that we want to do in the future, which is about connecting academia with the public and industry. And it's a classic example of that. You've got participants who have experienced a laryngectomy, which means that they've had their voice box removed, working with NHS practitioners and industry practitioners. We've got Philip Clemmer and Thomas, NHS practitioner Thomas Moore, and arts producer Philip Clemmer, and connecting with academia. So they've been doing a significant research project around radiation in Japan. So there's all these different elements to the work, which sometimes makes it a little bit hard to talk about to the general public and them understanding it. But essentially, you can engage in many different levels. One, it's a choir for people that have had their voice box removed, which is in itself interesting, and all of the social benefits that that brings. You then also have this research project that's connected to it around radiation, radiotherapy, and in particular the international context of Japan, where radiation has a particular stigma because of the nuclear catastrophes that have happened in that country. And as a result of that, the connection between radiotherapy, where radiation is used as a positive thing, is not necessarily there. So you've got And then you've got the added element of they've worked with the trees in Hiroshima and connected to the noise, the sort of soundscapes that those trees make based on the radiation that they've endured. So there's like these added layers, and you can, depending on your interests and experience, you can engage at whatever level you want. But the main thing is that as a member of the public, you might just first time engage as a, oh, this is interesting. It's a choir for people that have had their voice box removed. How does that work? Which I think is interesting in itself.
And this kind of comes back to what you were saying earlier about it being an art centre for everybody, because I don't think I would see something like this at perhaps the Drill or the Blue Room or, you know, at places like that. I think, you know, it's great that they can use the Lincoln Arts Centre as a platform for this, and giving people somewhere to go that, as you say, wouldn't get that chance elsewhere.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what we want to, what we really, really, really considered around our relaunch and our new vision is how we create a distinctive offer. We don't want a monoculture of all the same things happening, serving the same people. We don't want to compete in any sense. We're very different organisations. And so we don't want, the last thing we want to do is compete and essentially offer the same similar events to a same segment of an audience. So we're really trying hard to create a program that is distinctive. That's a, you know, that does require an element of audience development. We're trying to develop new audiences with that, which is hard work, because you're explaining things to people that that do require a little bit of explanation, actually. And then also there's this idea that we're socially engaged, social driven art, and that does require support. And so we're trying to build an advocacy base around what the Art Centre is trying to do. But yeah, sometimes it can be quite confusing. Like, you know, radiation, choirs, scientists, like all of this stuff. Like, that's overwhelming for me. I don't know how to engage in that. I don't know if I want to engage in it. I'm a bit nervous about engaging in that stuff because it is overwhelming and a bit odd and a bit out there.
Even for you, though, kind of marketing that as well. Like, what do you market it as, a science thing or a choir? Or
It's hard. We have to really think. I'm not even sure we're getting it necessarily right yet, but I think what's so important is that work has social value beyond economics or beyond any kind of like, or beyond entertainment or any of these other things that are served in the city already, I think, as well. That's important to say that, you know, you can go and see comedy and have a good night out. You can go and go to a gig and have a good night out in Lincoln. And that's not to say that we'll never do those things again, and we won't do those things. But we have to see where do we fit within that mould. And I think what we can offer is that socially engaged, socially driven art projects that have really deep and lasting impacts on people. That's where sometimes it's as much about the process as it is about the product. And I think that's where we can fit in because of the fact that we're a campus-based university arts centre that can draw on all the academic expertise that brings and the research project. I mean, I say this all the time and I keep saying it, but I can have an interesting conversation with somebody every day about the kind of research or something that they're exploring. And I think if we can bring some of that to life on our stages or through our digital stages or in our gallery spaces, I think that we'll be doing our job. We just have to find an economic model that makes that work.
And that brings me quite nicely round to the next thing, which is, as you know, you say you want to do things a bit differently to the other arts venues in the city. For you, how hard is that to find those kind of different things? Do they come to you? Do you approach them? How does it work?
Well, we've just developed a new artistic policy around the fact that we're open to, well, it's premised on the idea that we're open to ideas. Because what was very evident through, before all this, we did a very big consultation called the Future Arts Centre Consultation. And what was really clear from that was that people didn't understand how the work was made, how it got onto the stages and the galleries. So we've developed a process, a clear process online, where you can share your ideas with us. So you can share an idea or you can share a finished product. And depending on whether it's an idea or a finished product, depends on what happens to it. If it's a finished product, it goes to a smaller group of people. But again, it's not just me that makes that decision anymore. It's a group of people from across the university who have subject specialists in those areas. And they will make a decision, a judgment, based on an array of factors, whether it's financially viable, whether if it's not financially viable but still important, do we want to do that? And does that align with our values? Does that align with our artistic policy, which has a clear set of guidelines? And then if you have an idea, it will be put to another group of people, similar, but a broader group of people, which includes academics from across the whole university and also industry experts from outside of the university. So that if you present an idea to us, it might be that we connect that idea up to people and do the labour around that, do the hard work that requires to kind of pull together a process. And I think that if you, as an artist, and having been an artist and been an independent producer myself, that's quite attractive because that idea is being seen by lots of people and nothing might come of it. Like, we can't promise that anything will come of it because there is just so many ideas. The level of ambition in Lincoln is huge and we haven't got the resources, the money, the expertise, the time to deliver that level of ambition. That requires, but what we can, but we do recognise our place as some, and we're trying to do that now, which where the processes are clear, and that you might get commissioned from that, and then we, once we commission you, you develop that work with you, and we develop it with you. We might develop that as a co-producer, which means that we work together to design and develop the product, whether that be an art piece or a theatre piece or a dance piece, and then we present that. And then we might tour that piece around to other places with us. Or you might, it might be a little bit premature for that. So we will give some money to develop the idea in one of our demo nights, which is a new night of brand new performance. So if you're a professional theatre maker or dance artist or visual artist or poet or musician, you will be able to do 20 minutes of brand new work to an audience, get a really facilitated feedback loop. We have written feedback, we have panel discussions, it's a whole evening about it. You get photographs of your piece, you get it filmed, etc. And we've just had one of them and we've got great feedback from the artists about what an incredible experience for them it was. And it's all homegrown, Lincoln-based talent as well, which is really important. So if you go through that open to ideas process, you might get into a demo night, you might get commissioned, you might even, the show might just be put on, or none of those things, and we just simply connect you to somebody else who might be able to develop the idea, because part of it is trying to develop an ecology of ideas that people, because at the minute, not many, Lincolnshire as a whole, there are less successful applications to funders and grant givers compared to Nottinghamshire or Derbyshire, and that's because A, less people are putting them in, and then the quality of those applications are generally poorer because of people's experience of not putting them in. So we also recognise our place as a convener of people to make sure that those applications, if people want to put in applications for things, that they're stronger because of the partnerships. So it's a kind of, we understand our circle, and then we understand the circle beyond that and beyond that. So we're trying to develop an ecology.
It sounds like absolutely great work. Before I move on to ask you about other stuff that's coming up in the near future, if people want to come and see Silence in Song, how can they do so? How can they get tickets, etc.?
So it's on Friday the 9th of June in the evening, and you can get tickets from our website or on our box office. And our website is lincolnartcentre.co.uk, and our box office number, I'm just looking for it, is 01522 837 6000. So you can get tickets from there. It's part of a broader weekend of activity called the Creative Weekender. And we have, on Friday the 9th of June, we have the Big Reset Day, which is like an industry day, which is focused so you can, it's complete, the day is completely free. So you can engage in workshops, so whether that be singing workshops or how to apply for funding or how to develop your idea. And then there's like a, what we're calling Spotlight on Artists, breakfast edition. So you can come and have breakfast with us, and some artists will talk about their practice. And then we have another version of that in the afternoon. And then we have a panel discussion about, called The Big Reset, What's Next for Lincolnshire? And it's all about the next 3 years, what's going to happen across Lincolnshire. And we've got people from Grimsby, we've got people from the south of the county, we've got arts organisations from across Lincoln, the city, all talking about their plans with independent artists. So it's all part of a big day. And I think, I believe there's lots of other collaborations that are going to form part of the Silence into Song evening. So it won't just be the choir of people that have had their voice box removed, which is called the Shout at Cancer Choir. But there's also, I think the university choir are getting involved and other people are getting involved. So it's going to be a really special evening, I think. It's going to be really profound.
And on your launch weekend, you did a free event, Project Fashion Fixed, mm-hmm. and you mentioned there about, you know, this creative weekend being a free event. Do you see yourself doing more of that in the future? Because, again, given the fact we're in a cost of living crisis, it's something that you don't expect arts centres to offer.
Yeah, I mean, the financial imperatives are significant. Like, we do have big box office targets that we have to reach, but part of our new artistic policy is all around developing long-term partnerships with arts-based and non-arts-based partners, and what I think we've done fairly successfully over the last 6-7 months is develop those arts and non-arts-based partnerships so that we can access funds that enable us to collaborate on projects. So the Creative Weekender is a collaboration with Lincolnshire One Venues, which is a project funded organisation that brings together arts venues across Lincolnshire, and they receive some project funding from a variety of trusts and foundations, including Paul Hamlin and Esme Fairbairn. And so we've been able to offer free activities, and that there's a whole free family fun day on the Saturday with a giant puppet called Echo that will be walking around campus that people can see, and called Out of the Deep Blue. So yes, we're trying to do as much low cost and sort of free activities as possible, where possible within projects. And what you'll experience from us is periods of relative quiet where we are doing some, where we're developing artists or working with artists or doing more of our talent development initiatives, and then like weekends of activity where we suddenly burst into life, and the Creative Weekender is one example of that, just like the launch weekend was, and we'll probably do more of those.
And even though that's free? Do people still need to get tickets for it, or can they just come and go throughout the day as they please? Or
some of the activities are just rock up, but quite a few of them are booking essential, just because we need to manage the numbers. There's only so many people we can fit in a studio. So yeah, booking essential on most of them, and you can book via the website and follow us on social media. It's Links Art Centre.
So that's thinking quite far ahead into June. Anything for the rest of this month coming up, or is that the main kind of thing at the minute?
Well, we've got Launchfest at the minute, which is a collaboration of with the Lincoln School of Creative Arts, which is based at the university. And they are from throughout May and June. There's performances, visual art exhibitions. We've got one tomorrow, in fact, called My Imaginary Friends, which is all a children's theatre piece made by our Theatre for Young Audiences MA students. And so it's a series of works from new and emerging artists over the next few weeks. So that's the immediate thing that's happening right now as we speak. So that's Launchfest. So you can see all of the Launchfest activity. And then the next big thing will be the Creative Weekend at the beginning of June. And then beyond that, we're pulling together an autumn programme of works. But we're trying to programme in two sort of seasons a year, and that those seasons will have themes that tie all the work together. So we're pulling together an autumn programme as we speak. And then over the summer, we'll be working with our associate and resident artists, which we will be a new scheme that we'll be launching to develop new works. So whilst we are bringing works in, we're also trying to create new artistic works too.
So with all that being said, everything we've spoken about, where do you see the Lincoln Arts Centre in the next 5 years?
I would hope that we are recognised as a home for the next generation of artists and artistic ideas, and that we are known for our talent development and artistic development opportunities, that we are known for commissioning new works, and that some of those works have toured or have gone elsewhere, and that Lincoln Arts Centre's logo is somewhere on there. You know, I hope to sit in Hull in 5 years and see a show that has a Lincoln Arts Centre logo on the bottom of it, or Swansea, or Paris. And I'd like that would be great if we can start to generate and commission new works made in Lincoln, because there's so much talent in Lincoln, but the problem is that there's not nothing, there's a lot of stuff, but it's not always easy for everybody to access it, so it's about how you develop commissions and opportunities for people to be able to stay and make work.
I definitely agree. Lots of talented artists within the city that may find it difficult perhaps to shine their light and say to, you know, like the Civic or, you know, somewhere like that, have us, you know, we're a great show, a great bet. How can people keep up to date with the Lincoln Arts Centre and everything they're doing?
So you can follow us on social media at Links Arts Centre, at Links Art Centre, which is across all of them, so TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And then if you go onto our website, we've got a nice, shiny new website, so hopefully you'll be able to see that. And it's lincolnartcentre.co.uk. And on there, you can sign up to our mailing list. You can, if you're under 30, you can sign up to our Live Pass, which is a free membership for people who are under 30 or students of any age. And you get reduced price tickets or free tickets for things. So definitely recommend signing up for that. And if you're a school listening, we are about to launch a new scheme called Every Child, which is about making sure that every child are able to engage in arts and cultural activities with us. That's our aim and ambition. So we're channeling all of our fundraising activity into a scheme called Every Child, so that we can, when schools come to us and say, look, budgets are tight, right? You know, education is hard. We're time poor and we're financially poor, and our kids are not engaging in arts and cultural activities as much as we'd like. We will be able to do something about that because we now have a scheme that responds to it, and hopefully through the goodwill of other people, our individual givers, our people that donate on top of their tickets or donate, because if they're getting something free, they might want to donate. All of that money then is channeled back into tickets for children who otherwise wouldn't be able to come.
Inspiring the next generation of artists then.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for chatting to me today. I know you're a very busy person, so I'm going to let you get back on with your day.